I can't feel more love than I feel right now. I can't become worth much less than I am. And if there's something else that I can ruin for you, baby, then keep it back from me, or it's surely gone. I let my friends down, but they still stood beside me. And I've missed my date, only to be called back again. And I've been loved by the kindest girl. And then I let her down over nothing at all. I've gone on quite happy in my own selfishness. I've kept money and food and love from the reachers, the beggars, and the needy. And I walked out on my family better off than I was before, with myself in the spotlight, looking large but being small. How does one go on thinking only of himself, or wake up to another day once again all alone, or have less than the half a heart it takes to care for your mother? But then I've done it well, and I still stand tall.
Thank you so much. I'm trying to do some of these deep, introspective, depressing songs first, get them out of the way. But there's a girl that's kind of coming up in the music business right now, and I think, and she's a pretty delightful country music singer and Christian music singer. And I met her at a studio during her recording session. I was the guy that made coffee for everybody, which I was really happy to do. And I started to go out with her. I went out with her a few times, but There was sort of a disconnect there. We weren't really matched, if you know what I'm saying. And one time, I was very happy to be home. I was working on my backhoe. I was up to my armpits in black greasiness, listening to Amy Winehouse in the garage and drinking Newcastle. And the phone rang, and it was her, and I was too dirty to even touch the phone. I thought, man, she wanted to go out, so it took me like 3 hours to get clean enough to go out with her, and I realized that she embodied everything that was clean and white and pure, and I was sort of the opposite end of the spectrum.